This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let's see if we can get rid of the dirt, get to the clean stuff, shall we, here in this hour of the DJV program. D for Doug, J for Jennifer, V for Victoria, Carrie Schilling at the controls in our studio in Washington. We're here, there, and everywhere, ready to bring you up to date in this hour of what's going on, what people are talking about to a certain extent. We can't get to everything, but it is Wednesday after all, and so we have a different focus on Wednesday than we do on Monday or Tuesday or Thursday or Friday. Some people call this Hump Day. I have a new friend. His name is Carol the Camel. And spelled with a K, by the way, not C. So maybe I'll introduce you to him later on as part of celebration of Hump Day. You all ready for that, ladies?
Sure. Okay.
Oh.
Is this maybe from the Geico commercial?
Yes. Of course. It comes in. Haven't you seen that Geico commercial? Walks in the talking camel. Carol the Camel. All right. So apparently I haven't amused Jennifer or Victoria. So let's get going. All right. Here you go. Here's your chance to be a star, Jennifer.
Well, I think we have to start with this college admission scam, which is totally crazy and is starting to reveal itself. The college admissions scheme was revealed on Tuesday, and it's the largest of its kind ever prosecuted. Federal prosecutors came out and said that there were 50 defendants across six states, millions of dollars in illegally funneled funds. And they involve a handful of the nation's most prestigious and select universities. But it's a pretty simple scheme. According to the prosecutors, you cheat on standardized tests. You bribe people who decide which students get admitted into schools. And all the while, you pretend that the money goes to charity. And part of this that got caught up, 50 different people were indicted in this. And some of the biggest names, like Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, actually had to surrender themselves and post bail. They were actually arrested. Felicity Huffman said she was arrested at gunpoint. And this guy that's at the center of this is Rick Sanger. He's the one that kind of masterminded this whole scheme where he would take people's money and he would do all these things, even photoshopping kids into certain athletic events and uniforms, and then bribe different coaches at schools. I know in California where I live, they've already had a bunch of people fired at USC and people being looked at UCLA. Universities across the country are now saying, who do we have to get rid of here that took this money from this guy? An elaborate scheme, a simple scheme, and I'd have to say probably not the only one like this, because it seems that there are a lot of people who've probably entered their way, rich people who bought their way into universities, that this has probably been going on for quite a long time, more than just this last effort by the DOJ to pick these people up.
This is a crazy story.
Some people paid $6.5 million.
Yeah.
That's so much more than what would cost to send your dumb kid to a different school.
Or to get him a tutor.
Right, it makes no sense.
What doesn't make any sense to me is why the feds would go to somebody's house with guns drawn because they cheated. There's a difference here, and the scheme that it's obviously wrong and sets a horrible example. And if you see some of the video that's floating around of these kids on their Facebook pages, I forget whose daughter it was I saw.
It was Lori Loughlin's daughter who was bragging about how she doesn't like to go to school. All she wants to do is go party.
So they've got the two dum-dum. They're like in the dum-dum Hall of Fame, those two daughters.
Yeah,
they're both just absolute morons. And they don't even deserve to be at USC, let alone getting in by cheating. It's crazy.
For those of you who don't know, Felicity Huffman is married to William H. Macy. Both of them are among our most revered and accomplished actors, actresses. And so I'm at a loss in a couple of different circumstances here. I understand cheating, and I understand how if you've committed some kind of crime, like if the folks here robbed the school, or if they did something, but I don't get... I almost think, I don't even understand why law enforcement is involved in this. The people, if they discovered the schools, then
it's not even the schools that did it. They went after this guy, Singer, because he was laundering all this money into a fake charity.
I get that. Okay, so get him.
That's the only way they caught anybody.
I get it.
Well, they did. But they got him. And now,
they got
and now
him.
Right.
But why is Felicity Huffman under arrest? And why is Lori Loughlin under arrest?
Because they paid bribes, and Lori, they're both caught on tape saying that they were going to do it again.
But what law is broken?
What don't you get?
I don't get why they are under arrest.
It's mail fraud, and it's mail fraud, and there was something else that they were charged with. They're both felonies. Lori Loughlin's husband, Massimo blah, 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 I can't say his last name, he's being held on $1 million bond. What's her name? Felicity Huffman was held on $250,000. For some reason, William H. Macy was not caught on tape in any
of this,
so
he lucked
not
out.
Yeah, he really did. But this is...
I'm at a loss as to... I get, okay, even mail fraud. But to go into somebody's house like this with guns drawn?
Yeah,
well,
like
that is the same thing with Roger Stone. When he got arrested, he said, I would have surrendered myself. But they go in, and it's their procedure, I guess. That's what they do. They go in and get him.
And let's be entirely honest here. If they let the white lady walk out of her front door with no guns or anything, how would that look to all the people that they do draw guns on, who are minorities?
Well, that's another good question. That's one of from the talk tree of conversation. That's a great question, Victoria. Because these things bring out so much more. It's not just the facts here of these actresses being brought into the scheme, participating in something that's illegal, a bribery, certainly. What a horrible, horrible way to teach your children a lesson. What kind of life do these children expect? The privilege of going to school when you haven't got a friggin' clue and you shouldn't be within 100 miles of some of these schools, and then to have that video posted, that kid should be slapped.
The video of her. Well,
the arrogance.
She already got plenty of flack for that online.
Yeah.
That was from a while ago when she moved into the dorm. But and like I said, Lori Loughlin's daughters are both just two wastes of space. But there's no way that they can say that none of these kids, because they're claiming that none of the kids knew. Massimo, what's-his-face, took a picture of his daughter on a rowing machine.
Exactly.
Why is Daddy having me pose on a rowing machine and then I'm going to be magically appearing on the crew team when I've never rowed in my life?
The whole point of that is that you
of
get recruited by the crew team and then you quit right before you get to the university. So you get to go to the school, but you don't have to be on the team. Like, that's not obvious. If I got into a big school and said I was playing lacrosse or something like that and I never played lacrosse before, like something that should ring a couple bells.
Exactly.
There.
All of that
they knew.
I get. I think all of this is horribly wrong. Sets a terrible tone and precedent for not only their children, and this is why so many people rail against privilege, because of things like this. And it's really important to tell the story. What I still don't get out of it, and I hear what you're saying, pulling the gun, the severity of this. This almost seems to me like something that is between husband, wife, family, schools and stuff, other than Singer, who belongs, he doesn't belong in jail, but he belongs to...
They're taking a slot, and this is what it kind of boils down to, is that each university is guaranteed a number of slots, and if your kid has no business fitting into one of those slots, well, you can't really skip the line by throwing a bunch of money at people, because the people who've worked hard their whole life who don't have $6 million...
Nobody disagrees with that, Jennifer.
But that's illegal, though. But you're saying you don't understand why it's...
Is it illegal?
Why is it illegal? A bribe is illegal.
Yeah.
Why?
And both of them are caught.
Why is a bribe illegal?
I don't get why you...
Between two parties.
I don't get this either.
I don't get...
Both of them are
two
caught.
Two individual parties. I'm not aggrieved by this. None of you are aggrieved by it. So why is it a public...
My kid might be, or your kid might be. I mean, imagine.
Might be.
Maybe you don't have... Okay, so you're trying to get Megan into a good school, and somebody who has more money than
that,
you, even though... Yes, even though Megan...
Well, you didn't buy her way into it.
No, that's for sure.
Yeah. But the problem also is that Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman were both caught on tape when the FBI was investigating. They were both caught on tape saying, if we get caught, we're going to say that this was a charitable contribution. They both knew that they were breaking the law. To me, there is absolutely no excuse, and they should absolutely be punished to the fullest extent of the law.
Okay, so what's the punishment? Let's fast forward.
Well, they're felonies, so they're probably going to jail.
Why? Why are they going to jail?
I can't.
Because that's the way the law works.
I can't.
Okay, but that now we get into prison reform and a discussion. I don't think it's funny. I think this is pathetic.
You know,
I don't feel badly for them either. I'm not feeling badly for them, but to send them to jail is a much more embarrassing way to deal with this stuff. This gets around to legal reform, prison reform. So, okay, you've convinced me that they broke the law. I get that. But to have them then go spend time in jail, these people have spent lots of money. Why am I going to pay and you going to pay to send them to jail when there's a double whammy in this for me and the taxpayer?
We agree on most of that. I think in this case, though, sending people like, and I don't think they're really going to go to jail. However, it's probably on the table, though, the threat of it. The idea that you can buy your kid into college and then just buy your way out of breaking the law, that's where I really disagree. And I think that an example should absolutely be made. And Jen's from your first statement. This is probably going on in a much bigger scheme than this.
The first time.
The private school, there's so much corruption in the private school, the secondary school, even the private secondary school level, and then any time there's prestige involved. You can't tell me that schools like that place that my daughter taught, there are three or four really prestigious private schools in Los Angeles, as an example, that parents aren't buying up. I remember Megan telling me stories about some very famous children of, not famous children, but children of famous parents who were just dumb. And they were in these schools and she wondered out loud why some of them were there.
Yes, that's so true. Even in Ivy Leagues, there are legacy spots that, you know.
Right.
Yes, that's
money.
Very, very
it's
true.
It's just what this teaches you, what the lesson here for me is that money is so corrupting and how people use it. And then what another one of the levels of inform here is to see how arrogant, what the kids have been taught, what kind of contribution to society are they going to make, the kids? We all think that Felicity Huffman is a great actress, and she's contributed, and Macy, and maybe Lori Loughlin. I recognize, we all recognize these people if you see them. And so they've contributed. But at what point did they lose that touch of reality, that grasp on reality, that made it okay for them to think, okay, well, we'll do what we have to get our kids into a good school? Why, they don't even appreciate it. They don't even give a crap.
Well, you want to do, as a parent, you want to do what you think is best for your kid and give them every opportunity, but it's just not to do it that way.
Wow. What a statement on society. A good conversation. It's time for us to think now about something. You talk about pains. Who's got a pain in the back? Lower back relief is our focus here for the next 60 seconds on the DJV program. Thanks to the folks at Purity Products. If you have lower back, if you aches, pain, it's like you can't get away from them. You know what I mean? Muscles and bones and, oh, man. So let's thank Purity Products by giving us the ultimate lower back relief formula that will relieve the muscle spasms in your back and the pain that you have when you get up. Let's get you back on track. And the best part about getting ultimate lower back relief is that it is free. Yep, free. Clinically tested. It's an all-herbal natural formula. Provides you with really smooth back comfort, relieving the pain, giving you more flexibility. So if your lower back gets the best of you, call 800-291-4180 for the ultimate lower back relief formula. Try it free first time around. You pay for the bottle of shipment, $4.95. That's it. You can feel great by calling 800-291-4180 for that ultimate lower back relief formula now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
With Victoria Jones, Kara Schillen, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, and Drake, who has officially broken the record for the most Billboard Hot 100 top 10 songs in 1 year. Actually, he passed the Beatles' 1964 record. Shows you how things have changed, Victoria and Rich. This guy wouldn't, I wouldn't go across the street to listen to him. They might buy his stuff, but I'm not the person that's buying.
That's right.
Apparently. he's a Latin. What is this?
Well, no.
He's trying to replicate Bad Bunny's
Bad Bunny, who is a Latin rapper, has a song, and Drake is a feature on it, and that feature is what put him at number 12, having 12 top 10 songs.
Okay, got it. Bad Bunny.
Glad we got that straightened out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was important, that one.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure Bad Bunny is going to become Doug's new favorite artist.
Yes.
Bottom line from this story, we're all old and we don't know what everybody's talking about.
Musically. Right, I try to keep myself up on this stuff. But
Yeah, you sure do.
Well, I think I almost have given up. So I turn to Kara most of the time when these things come up because it's not something that's in, as they say, my wheelhouse.
I find myself never wanting to be the parent that goes, your music of today stinks. Or
I know, that's what our parents still do.
Right, exactly. You know, I mean, it's just,
my mother used to get horrified when I showed an interest in Elvis Presley. She said, you will never wear a leather jacket. You will never slick your hair back. You will never sound like Elvis Presley. Hard. She couldn't even, she had a hard time even saying his name. She was so disgusted with him. 1956.
She looked at her and said, like a Vermouth mama.
Yeah, right. That's 10 years old then. Okay, so anyway, that's the story with Drake. Thank you very much. What else do we have here that applies to any? I see Rihanna someplace in here. What's the her connection to Drake?
Well, they've done a lot of songs together, but I think Drake's other record this year was...
Eating Rihanna?
Yeah, I guess he has the most males, the most songs among solo males, and Rihanna, whatever. Rihanna also has 31.
Listen to the influence of this culture, though, on the culture. Am I sounding like some old fogey? The
yes, culture. You're what is sounding this? Fogey-ish.
Well, but listen to the lyric line. What does that have? Is that like you're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine? Is that that was the corruption?
You're 16, or young girl? And you're mine. It's not that friendly.
No, but what about Young Girl, the song by, who did Young Girl? Young Girl, you're Gary Puckett, the Union Gap.
Well, if you're trying to not sound like an old fogey, then you're not doing a great job.
Hey, let's move on to Tom Petty then, shall we, musically?
Let's.
Tom Petty's family and friends, among the hundreds in attendance at a ceremony to rename a Gainesville, Florida park after Mr. Petty. Ceremony took place on what would have been his 68th birthday, one of a number of Petty events this past weekend in the area where his life, his early life, was focused, Gainesville, sort of north central Florida. His daughter, Adria Petty, am I pronouncing it right, Kara? Is Adria?
Adria, Adria.
Sure.
Brother Bruce spoke to the crowd
sure
at the
says
park.
Ritzy like he knows what he's talking about.
Right,
that was
yeah,
the most implausible
yeah.
Sure I heard in my
right.
Life.
Exactly.
Very
yeah.
Good.
Great, great choice.
Anyway, they talked about the new song Gainesville, which was part of the American Treasure Box set that is coming. I think a lot of people are paying a lot of attention to Tom Petty. Gainesville is an interesting city. I've been on the radio there for a long time. It's an interesting cross between North and South, let's put it that way. And Petty was, how would you describe him, a Northerner or a Southerner?
He's Southerner.
Very Southerner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
28 after the hour on the DJB show. With Victoria Jones, Kara Schillen, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, and Drake, who has officially broken the record for the most Billboard Hot 100 top 10 songs in 1 year. Actually, he passed the Beatles' 1964 record. Shows you how things have changed, Victoria and Rich. This guy wouldn't, I wouldn't go across the street to listen to him. Never mind buy his stuff. But I'm not the person that's buying.
That's right.
Apparently. he's a of Latin. What is this?
Well,
thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Sentenced last week to nearly 4 years in prison, former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort will be in a Washington, D.C. courtroom today, where he could get another 10 years in prison for conspiracy and witness tampering. The Washington Post's reporter Philip Rucker says a pardon for Manafort by President Trump is not out of the question.
And the president has been quite sympathetic about the case of Paul Manafort and has been for many months now, including hearing at the end of last week after the judge in Virginia issued that four-year prison sentence.
He spoke on MSNBC. Another union of flight attendants has written the FAA expressing concerns about the Boeing 737 MAX 8, which has been grounded by governments around the world after a fatal crash in Ethiopia Sunday that was the second deadly crash of such a plane in less than 5 months. This is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Minutes past the hour. It is the DJV show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug is milling around. And
yes,
Victoria.
Falling over cords.
Yeah, what were you doing? Did you just trip and fall?
Well, I have my travel bag of the things that I carry with me on the road when I do the broadcast from another facility. If it's not over at your place at CRN when I'm in Los Angeles, I use some fabulous equipment that has long been a part of my broadcast career. And I can't, I have a bag, and sometimes I take some of this stuff out when I'm traveling, and I leave the bag around. I can't find the bag. It's like it's disappeared. I'm looking at every nook and cranny because it's not where I always put it. Ever do that, put something down, and then not remember where it is? Ever, how many people, whether it's the folks listening or the people on the program, I have a great memory for things, and I can even retrace where I've been, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, I took the stuff out of the bag and put it in my travel case, and now I can't find the original bag, which has all kinds of broadcasting memorabilia and tools in it. It's very first driving me bananas, frankly. Okay. So that's why I was sort of ferreting around here, ladies. Thank you for your patience. At the ready, here we are, 36 after the hour. Taking me 2 minutes to tell that story. Victoria Keevan is here, Kara Schillen, Jennifer Horn, and thankfully all of you are here to hear Victoria's lead story in this half hour.
Well, I think we need to talk about the bomb cyclone. This is an intense winter storm that is going to hit the Rockies, the central northern plains, to the upper Midwest with blizzard conditions. They say hurricane-level winds, 50 to 70 miles per hour, and other hazards will include heavy snow, severe storms, possible tornadoes, flooding. This is going to just be a really unpleasant time for the next 24 hours in all of those areas. And travel, of course, will be dangerous. There's probably lots of flight delays that people in those areas will be experiencing. They say severe storms capable of producing damaging winds, hail, and tornadoes is forecast for the southern plains and into the Mississippi River Valley. More than 45 million people are under a high wind threat. More than 10 million are under winter storm threats, and more than 15 million are under a flood threat. So be safe, everybody, and heed all warnings coming from the National Weather Service, because it looks like this is definitely not something to mess around with. Whiteout conditions as well is going to be in parts of the areas.
Meanwhile, in the Northeast, it's 60 degrees today where you are, Victoria. Probably warmer than that.
It's only going to be 40.
Really?
It's cold here.
Warming up here.
It's 29 right now.
Yeah, it's about 39 here.
Yeah, we got a high 42.
Really?
That's fun. Yeah. Friday's going to be 57, but raining.
Knock, knock. It's still winter time, so it is.
Is it, though? I feel like mid-March is not winter. We're getting to spring.
Spring has sprung. The grass is riz. I wonder where all my friends is. It's actually warming up in California. But it's not bad over the weekend. It's kind of, I don't know, chilly to a point, but we have a little one of those vortexes, and where you feel it most, for me anyway, you're on the ground, yep, but you can go inside. If you're in an airplane and you're bouncing around, the last three or four trips back across the country back and forth over the last couple, 3 weeks for me have been at least partially pretty uncomfortable because the jet stream is so strong. There are good and bad sides to this in terms of the weather on the ground versus the weather in the air. And the jet stream has slowed down the planes heading west and speeded up the planes headed east, pushing them right along. But still, there are those pockets that you go through. You heard the story over the weekend of the 777 Turkish airliner that was coming into JFK and over Maine someplace. It hit violent turbulence, people flying all over the place. You see the pictures inside the plane. One of the stewardesses broke her leg, but the stuff that flew up on the ceiling of the plane, it was really kind of, and I felt a couple of times, there was one on my way back, on my way out last week. We got over Denver, and man, and you look outside the plane, it's always, there's something that the feeling when you open up the window or you look out the window and you can see to the ground, even if you're bouncing around, it feels better than if you're in the clouds and you look out and you can't see anything. It's all psychological. And I think speaking of that, those people who are aware, and I thought this is a really important part of travel. If you're on to an airplane, you're wondering now if you've heard all the stuff about the Boeing 737 MAX 8. The average person getting on a plane. Let me ask the ladies: do you know when you get on a plane? Are you really aware of whether even it's an Airbus or a Boeing jet? Can you tell? You can. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I can. Right. Yeah. And I was going to ask you about this. Do you think that the Boeing jets should be grounded? Because that's
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
So why isn't the United States doing it? Because a bunch of researchers
said it's safe.
If you haven't heard, the Ethiopia air crash or a bunch of crashes with this Boeing 737 MAX jet, whatever it is. And so Europe and England have all grounded these jets and won't let them fly.
China.
We have not.
Yeah.
And so the question is, are we being stupid or is there something that we know that they don't? Why aren't we doing this?
Well, because Boeing is an American company, and we're acting in the base. Remember, Boeing, in terms of dollars, is the largest exporter of any product that we make. There's more money that comes through Boeing because the planes, the cost of the planes, the export of the planes, we are selling to a lot of countries. For example, the Ethiopian Airlines plane was financed by the U.S. government. The Ex-Im Bank finances most of these, and these secondary countries, like most of the African countries that buy any plane from Boeing, they're financed either by Boeing, but if their credit's no good, Boeing goes to the federal government and says, please help these people buy some of our planes. And the average cost of one of these 737s is now close to $70 million. Some of the more expensive planes were $200 million. The 777 is almost $200 million plane. 787 is $140 million. I mean, we're talking about, you sell a couple thousand of those and you're talking about some serious dough. So it's not in the best interest. Once again, I'm sure the Boeing lobbyists have gone into the bureaucrats in Washington and said, well, let's give us a chance to see what's what. And they'll take pressure to a certain extent. But when the continuing focus and the pressure is applied as it is here, the Brits, the Germans, the French have all told anybody that Air France and British Airways and Lufthansa, all those planes are on the ground. And they're going to stay on the ground until Boeing admitted yesterday there was something they needed to do to tweak it. That there's something in the autopilot that gets, that's the trouble, these damn planes, it's like the rest of our lives. They're all automated. I mean, you get into the cockpit and the pilots don't like it because they want to fly the plane. But they're told that this is the procedure. You get to 10,000 feet and you flip on the autopilot and the plane flies itself and follows the beacons from whatever the air traffic control is sending up at wherever location the air traffic control system is in cities all across the country where there are major airports. So this was a big issue a couple, 3 years ago. It was back to the Clinton era when the airspace was changed somewhat because there was, I don't remember now why we did it, but there is an air lane for commercial jets and there is an air lane for Air Force, government, the armed forces have certain roads in the sky, if you will, if you didn't know that. And the commercial airliners have different roads in the sky. And the point-to-point flying that is enjoyed by government planes, the Air Force, Marines, and the Army, whoever's flying the plane, they can go direct from point A to point B. Commercial airliners can't. They follow the ground. They go from city to city to city. So that's why when the plane's going west, they leave Boston and they fly to Buffalo, and that's where the beacon is. And then they fly to Cleveland, and then they fly to Chicago, and then they fly to Denver, and then they fly to Las Vegas. They follow the line. It's not a straight line. If we could fly, let's say, from Los Angeles to New York, the straight way, like direct way, it would shave 45 minutes. And the airlines have been trying to get the government to do this for years because obviously it would save them money and they still haven't done it. So under the circumstances, these planes that are following and using air traffic control, the autopilot mechanism takes its direction from whatever the ground is telling it to do. This is where you go next. And the fact they're so automated, I mean, think about your life of driving. It's like driving a car without a driver. When you get to 10,000 feet, you flip autopilot and it goes where it's going to go. Unless the pilot turns off of the autopilot. And one of the big beefs with the Airbuses was you couldn't really turn the autopilot off. And now, apparently, Boeing has put that same technology into these MAX 8s, and you're not supposed to shut it off. So if you do shut it off, or if it miss, like it has obviously in these two circumstances, and other reports are the same, then it burps at 10,000 or 8,000 feet, and something happens where the technology isn't reading the direction properly, the plane isn't hearing what the computer's telling it to do, so it burps, and it loses altitude, and if the pilots don't know how to correct it, kaboom, end of story. And that's what's going on here. And so Boeing says yesterday, we have confidence in the 737 MAX 8, and we're doing what we can to fix the problem, admitting that they have. There are 4,000 of these planes on order now. Imagine the significance to Boeing and to our export. Norwegian Airlines has a fleet of 737 MAXs. They've been grounded. 12 other carriers, including American and Southwest here in our country, are flying them. Delta says to Boeing, we don't want the planes unless you fix it. This could be a huge win, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, but they'll fix. I mean, they have these people. If they can figure out how to build these planes, they can figure out how to fix the problem. But in the meantime, they've got a really black eye, and they'll have every single person that was killed in both these planes. You can be sure that every aviation lawyer in the world is on top of those families, and they're going to sue the living crap out of Boeing. There will be billions of dollars that will come out of whatever their insurance fund is, whatever it is, because all of these people, they'll prove, because Boeing just admitted it yesterday, that we have something we have to tweak on the plane. I don't know why they admitted it, but they did. So what happens? There's all these suits, and nobody has confidence. I heard somebody interviewed yesterday on one of the PBS programs saying, oh, I wouldn't hesitate. I mean, I don't know that I would either, except I don't like the planes because they're craps. I mean, the seats are so close together. I don't like flying them for a different reason, because I don't want to be put into a sardine can. It's not what I'm paying for. So, anyway. Hello. I think we've covered that.
Did
you learn something? Honestly,
yeah.
From listening,
I actually
didn't
know that you didn't go. I didn't know you had to go city by city. That's interesting.
Yeah, right.
What else you got in there?
I think it's your turn, Jennifer, to give us the television report. What's on tonight that's hot? It's Wednesday, so NBC's got all of its Chicago shows on.
Yeah, but they're all in rerun tonight, actually, on NBC. All the Chicago. Yeah, so they're giving you a break on Chicago. I don't know. They didn't clear it with me first, that's for sure.
Really? Yeah.
One of the shows I'll tell you about that's new that we don't talk a lot about, it's coming to the Cooking Channel, but give me a minute to explain. You know who Michael McKean is?
No.
Yeah, he's in all the Christopher Guest movies.
Yeah, Laverne and Shirley, he played Lenny. He was in This Is
Guest.
Final... Okay. You remember Laverne and Shirley?
Yes, I do. Beer.
He played Lenny, yes.
Okay.
And he's an actor that's been in everything. He's in Better Call Saul. He was in Spinal Tap. He's in a lot of different things. But he's got a new show coming up on the Cooking Channel called Food, Fact, or Fiction. And he goes through and solves some of food's greatest mysteries. Tonight he'll be in Chicago deciding whether or not deep dish pizza is really pizza at all or some sort of, I guess, casserole dish. But I thought that's cool. He's a kind of a funny guy. And I just didn't realize that food was one of his passions. So Cooking Channel tonight at 10. Now, on the networks, ABC is all new. They've got The Goldbergs and Schooled, Modern Family, Single Parents, and Whiskey Cavalier. On CBS, they've got Survivor, The World's Best in SEAL Team. Fox is also new tonight with Empire. The fate of that show is still very much up in the balance at 8 o'clock. And then Star is new at 9 o'clock. On the cable networks, Bravo's got a new episode of Real Housewives of New York. And Botched is new on E!
I'm betting that Empire won't come back. It's supposed to be a really good show. I can't tell you that I've ever watched it, but it has a great cast. And I think this guy has screwed. People just say, I don't want to watch that show because what's his face is in it. You know, that kind of stuff's too bad. It's 10 before the hour on today's DJV show.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank 4750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in-store, you'll save an additional $50.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
And 31619, see associate for details.
My neighbors always ask me, hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get a greener, stronger lawn, guaranteed. All it takes is four easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing your lawn the nutrition and weed control it needs to stay lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The DJV program. It's Tech Talk time. So Victoria Keeley gets a chance once again to shine with her knowledge and understanding of what's going on in the world of technology that is easily applicable to all of our lives, starting with the second largest television manufacturer in our country, Vizio, trying to sell in a rather interesting way. How are they doing this?
Well, this is not good news, I don't think, for Vizio customers. What Vizio wants to do, they're trying to develop a new industry standard that will allow smart TVs to serve you targeted ads. As if we are not inundated enough in our daily lives with ads, Vizio now wants to bring ads to your TV. Flat screen TVs, smart TVs are the last place, if you think about it, where we don't have to face ads. And this is something that Vizio really wants to do.
You face them in the course of the program, but you're not going to have them all over the screen. They're going to
targeted ads when you're trying to navigate around your screen on your smart TV and you're trying to go back and forth between Netflix and Hulu or whatever. To have to sit through targeted ads is just I find this to be appalling. However,
that's a good way to kill the programs and to kill the interest in what's on TV. There's a good way to do it with that kind of stuff.
Well, so apparently the reason Vizio is doing this, I did not know this until I did a little digging. Profit margins on TVs are apparently very, very thin. And so better ads and better technology to target watchers is actually going to increase the bottom line for any flat screen or any smart TV company. So Vizio has invested a lot of money into doing this. Now, they got in trouble when they tried this once before. They got hit with a $2.5 million fine from the Federal Trade Commission and a $17 million settlement for turning tracking on by default for 11 million TVs without people knowing it. So they were tracking what you were watching and you didn't even know. And so that went all the way up the ranks, and then that ended in a settlement. As part of the settlement, Vizio had to agree to prominently disclose and obtain affirmative express consent before tracking any customer's viewing habits in the future. So, just know, yes, you can get a cheap TV. Vizio's, well, they'll last, you know, my parents had one. It lasted about 18 months to 2 years. That's about the lifespan. You're going to save a lot of money if you want to buy a cheap Vizio. If you want to send one off to college with your kid in the dorm room, that's fine. But just know, you know, if you buy your way into a university. But just know that this is the wave of the future for Vizio, and I think this is going to do a huge disservice to
the customer. Is this an American company or a Korean company? Vizio, is that American?
Vizio is part American and part, I want to say, South Korean. It's there's a guy. It's technically, I think it was bought out by Costco, because where these TVs first popped up. And so this is the second largest TV manufacturer in the U.S. Samsung is the largest. But you know, you get what you pay for, and now you're going to be getting a whole lot more that you didn't bargain for.
All right. Speaking of Samsung, their Galaxy Buds, which have been made to rival Apple AirPods, are now available in some of these same stores.
The Geek Out.
Samsung have finally released a legitimate competitor to Apple's AirPods. They're called the Galaxy Buds, and by and large, they are equal, if not superior, to the Apple version. The Galaxy Buds are smaller, less noticeable, and by most reports have better sound, probably because of the soft tip that inserts into the ear canal, creating a seal, helping reduce outside sounds. They also feature a 6-hour battery life, built-in software equalizer, and an ambient sound feature that allows some of the sound through so the wearer can hear what's going on around them without taking them out. The case has both wired and wireless charging, and yes, they can be used on both Android and iOS devices. For $130, the Galaxy Buds are available now.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
Up next on Tech Talk is a focus on PayPal adding instant transfer to bank accounts, and I wonder at what cost to individual security, Victoria.
It's not a security issue, but it will hit your bottom line. It will hit your bank account. So PayPal, no one likes waiting for their money. When someone sends you money on PayPal, or if you sell something on eBay and you use PayPal, you have to wait about 3 business days to get your money cleared without a fee. Now, PayPal's saying you can get your money instantly, but they will charge you a fee. It'll be 1% of the total transaction, and it will max out at $10. So you can use this new instant feature. It will be rolling out over the next few weeks. It at least gives you one more option. If you need the money right away, you can pay the fee, and if not, you can still wait the 1 to 3 business days.
Another reason not to use PayPal. 59 past the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.